Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Beemaker and Coffee for Monday, March 4th. Sydney is on an airplane today on her way to Detroit to meet with the ATG and the high-tech folks with the rest of Team Double Black. And that means that today is the CleanerCast takeover.
Oh, it's takeover time, boys.
Look at this.
Happy to be here this amazing
Alex
Monday
and Jamie.
Morning. Yes. Hey, good to be
Hello,
here.
Hello, everybody.
Glad you know you invited us on the podcast. You know, while the mama bear's away, the Cubs will play. So we're here to keep the energy high, keep it going on a Monday morning. I've downed a whole pot of coffee. Kids woke me up at 6:30. I think it's close to 6:30 where you are right now, ain't it, Tony?
Like, so it's a shiny 6:32 a.m. You can tell.
I may be blonde, but here. I'm working on a Mocha Mousse knockoff.
Right.
Called the Homebrew. So
I heard the Mocha Mousse had to change names.
Unbelievable
fake news
update from Sydney.
Mocha Mousse forever.
Bring Good. Back the mocha. I didn't even get to try it once, and now it's already been rebranded.
That's
hopefully,
right.
Hopefully, the quality stays up over there in the hills of Boise, Idaho. But Tony, good to be here. The Cleaner Cast. If you don't know who we are live every Friday on my channel. I'm Jamie the Cleaner, by the way, 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time with the Canadian cohort himself. He was down there. That's Mr. Alex Dewar. Dewar, how you doing today?
Doing well. It's early Monday morning. It's currently minus 20 degrees Celsius here. So in for a cold day.
Dang, it is cold. Your way, it is full springtime here. I just uploaded a video with car covered in sap, pollen.
It's on its way.
It'll get
minus 20 degrees Celsius is what in freedom units? Like probably.
So in freedom units, I'm going to do that math right now. That is -4 Fahrenheit.
-4.
Hey, Dewar's quick with it on the math and the calculations. Yep. He knows we don't do that around
here. He always has the kilometers to miles and the Fahrenheit to Celsius right there.
Hey, how's the temperature on your side of the world, Tony?
Oh, it's cold here too, and it's very, very windy. It's probably 40 something out. Yeah.
Dang. Yeah.
Good morning, boys. I won't stay in your guys' way too long because traditional Beemaker coffee style, it's all about you guys. But we do have perhaps some special guests coming.
Oh, yeah. You know, CleanerCast style, we got to have some guests on. We got to have a little interview section, but then we'll get back to the regular scheduled podcast.
That's right.
After a couple of interviews. So hopefully they pop on soon. And I'm sure you'll let us know when they are here to
Look at that.
Tell us about their weeks and that kind of deal. Because, Tony, if you don't know, the biggest TRC event of the year is coming up. That's TRCMA.
Is that TRCMA?
It is TRCMA coming up quick. I mean, less than a month at this point. And first week of April, mark your calendars, get ready. It's going to be big. Me and Dewar has been trying to track down the biggest companies and talk to them before the event. We've talked to Geotechnic. We've talked to IK, had a bond on last week. And so it's perfect timing to come on the PNS channel.
Yep.
And see what Great maybe time. I can get out of you guys, that kind of deal for that first week of April. Big show. And speaking of PNS, they're going to be live April 1st, kicking it off strong, 11 to 12 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. First day. That's the only way to do it. If you're not first, you're last. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's going to be a jam-packed hour. If you saw last year.
Jam-packed. I mean they bring it every time.
Yeah, it was quite good last year. You know, they're making sense. They're going crazy. They're having a lot of fun. But I think this year is going to be even bigger and better.
So yeah, I know that Sydney, Bob, and Dave will all be bringing the heat again.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the perfect trio right there.
And I might know a little bit about something that's coming out.
But, you know a little bit about something? You want to drop any hints?
All of a sudden, I just forgot it all. It's gone.
That's right.
Look,
that's
we're going to work on getting it out of him. We got about an hour here on the program. We're going to keep poking the bear and seeing if we can get some hints and that kind of deal.
That's right.
Yeah.
And what's the update on Sydney? Is she taking off yet? Where's she at the moment?
Last we heard, she's in a snowy winter wonderland as well. It's probably, only -2 degrees Celsius, but, her plane was waiting on the snow to lift to take off, if I understand that correctly. So we'll see.
We'll see. Hopefully she gets in the air soon. Where are they going to? What is this event?
Yeah. So the mothership of Team ATG, purchased PNS this year, in the beginning of the year, and also owned, huge announcement, also owns 3D car care products and high tech. they're sort of bringing a bunch of the family in to their home base, their main like 3D ATG offices. So Bob, Keith, Rennie, and Sydney are all bringing the PNS show to them. So that's going to be kind of exciting. Get a tour of their facility, meet some of their folks, meet their marketing folks, meet their sales folks. So it's just a big, party over there.
I wonder who's bringing the Jello. You know, when you meet the new guys, you got to bring a plate of Jello.
Yeah,
that's right.
There's always got to be that office guy like Matt that has the cookies.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to have the guy who brings the cookies.
Yep.
That just completes the party.
So they're doing that. Right. They're all flying to Detroit to do that this week, and then Sydney's turning around right away to head to Utah down to Salt Lake City with myself to do a road training with Budco and Shad down there.
Nice. So
that's a world travel.
That is a heck of a training team right there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Shad got a good podcast over there. Always dropping knowledge.
And what a guy, Shad Stoker. He's just a ton of fun. And he jumped right onto the train making fun of me, just like the rest of the team PNS does.
Look, it doesn't take much, right?
It doesn't. I asked for it is really what happened.
That's
And then it's right for me. It's right neck to neck, you know, right after the PNS training at Budco, I'm on a plane straight to San Francisco to do my training next week in Hayward. So it's just a lot going on.
Yep.
That's a heck of a march.
Always a good time. What are the dates for that PNS training? If someone out there might be listening,
it is. You know, these Apple calendars with their dates
as soon as I just have a natural instinct that whenever Jamie asks a question, I'm pulling up the tab just like that. But I'm like, Tony's running the show. He's the one looking.
I'm running the show. Yeah. It is March 11th, 12th, and 13th. Yep.
There you go. Write it down.
And so we might have a couple spots I haven't checked in the last day or so. Mm-hmm. But if you did want to sign up, there is potentially a few spots left for either the ceramic coating trainings or the all in detail studio training.
Always a good time in PNS HQ with Tony.
I was going to say, it's too bad that one doesn't fall on St. Patrick's Day. You could use a whole bunch of Shamrock Shine.
Bring out the Shamrock Shine. I still got a couple bottles of that myself.
Very nice.
There's our training studio tab, like Alex mentioned. So, yeah, he's got me on the spot here with my producer duties.
Yeah,
more of our visual learners appreciate it.
Yeah, they appreciate it for sure. I saw you finally got your little commercial out you made for the training program. That was a beautiful, beautiful commercial.
That was a lot of fun. Sydney sent that over to me, and we sent that out, so that was good.
Yeah, I was there when he recorded that.
Nice.
It was a good time.
Why
am I so big? What's going on here?
I don't know.
I hope he kept some bloopers. I'm sure there's bloopers. I'm sure there is. I was going to say, Tony.
For sure. I don't know if I'm.
I'm usually to take Tony, but you know, it was like after a long, exciting week, and I was
It was the last video we recorded, and it was up
the last thing we did before we literally left to go home. I just wanted to touch on this real quick since my guy Kirby asked. I finally finished all 10 overspray cars.
Finally!
Oh heck yes!
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you. And if you were following the saga, it was, you know, first it was paint gloss as the clay lubricant. I got myself some of those polisher clay discs. Those were a lifesaver.
Yep.
I went briefly into Absolute as the clay lubricant because I was just burning through the paint gloss too much. But then I had a couple of the cars come in where the foam stuff just would not come off. It was more aggressively attached than the previous ones. And so I started experimenting. I went to Mudbuster briefly as a clay lubricant. That was interesting. Real soapy.
Interesting.
I was going to say, that'd be soapier than heck.
It was soapier than heck. It literally flinging soap everywhere, all over me, all over everything else. But what I eventually landed on ended up being the absolute best product. Mm-hmm. No pun intended, not absolute. It was actually paint prep.
Paint prep. That makes sense because it's kind of adhesively.
It's got some solvent-y type breakdown powers in it, and paint prep was softening that poly foam stuff just enough to allow. And then running the polisher with the clay disc on a very slow speed, and actually using a little bit of pressure and just making slow passes, that was the magic combination. So unfortunately, I burned through like 3/4 of a gallon of paint prep, which is not. an inexpensive product because of the it's makeup. It's got like four special detergents in it or something, so it makes sense. But
It's a nice product.
Paint oh my gosh,
underrated.
You could almost write like a whole blog for that whole process, or
you know, I probably should. I should write up something long form.
Yeah, a good YouTube video would have been nice, Tony. You know?
Yeah. Hey, coming.
We can do like a little. We can do a stop motion situation, you know, and just like a really bad voiceover, and it'll be just fine.
It'll be perfect. A little claymation, maybe.
I saw someone asked, "What is a Shamrock Shine? Do you, or you want to break it down for him?"
Ooh. So the Shamrock Shine, I think it was just last year around St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Basically, it was just a green version of paint gloss. So I didn't get a chance to get a bottle myself because it was a limited run down in the U.S.
And, oh, no, I'll bring you one, Dewar. I got two.
Shipping chemicals up to the Great White North is sometimes difficult, but had a funky little label. It was kind of like a 70s disco vibe font, if you will, on the front of it. And just a fun run.
Yeah, it was
from,
a fun little product.
From what I could see. But I think the smell was the exact same.
It was minty.
Yep, okay. Yep, minty.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, different color, different scent. It was it was pretty fun,
but yeah. Speaking of scents, I mean, with Tony's decontamination, at least all the stuff you're using smelled nice. You know, you're not having to use anything brutal, and
It makes total sense with the paint prep though. You got all the lubrication. Yeah. If you had used anything a little bit stronger, it would have totally melted the clay disc.
Yep.
Yeah, like obviously, you know, I felt like, so it's like well, here's your Shamrock Shine just for fun.
Yeah, there it is. Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
Beautiful product.
But you know, obviously, I had considered. You know, I tried several different solvents. I still had some tar and glue removers lying around, some really old ones that are real nasty. Mm-hmm. I bought some of the KCX stuff I didn't have, T and Ulex. I never actually even ended up trying those, but I just had straight acetone. I tried a bunch of stuff to soften it, and nothing really. Some of this stuff seemed to work, but you're exactly right, Jamie. I didn't want to use those in conjunction with the clay because I knew it would just disintegrate the clay instantly.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
But the paint prep, just ended up being the magic
ticket. Unsung hero is the paint prep. Good stuff. You ain't trying to check it out.
Gonna have to redo that label now. Just like clay lubricant.
Yeah.
Get a little sticker and just stick it on every label.
Glass cleaner, paint prep.
Glass cleaner. Lubricant. Yep.
That's right.
Extreme clay lubricant. Tony, do we have our first guest yet? Anybody pop up yet?
There's no guests that have magically popped in.
I should be here any minute.
I will keep monitoring for that, and I'll just keep hassling you guys until.
Hey, that's fine. Let's go ahead and get our. Y'all like to ask what's our favorite product of the week? Yours, I guess, was paint prep.
It was paint prep. I'm just right there. That's an easy one. It just saved my bacon, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Mine. Was UCP 1987. Got Dave's lovely face on the bottle. Dang. That is just a beautiful, beautiful product. I love it. Love it so much. I had a 1956 Chevy come in. It had been totally rebuilt from the ground up. It looked like scrap metal when, you know, this guy started off, but now he completely rebuilt it. Had a candy coated finish on it. Just a beautiful car. The paint was in good condition. It had a couple sanding marks. I had to, you know, finish compounding out. Mm-hmm. And had a kind of like a slight haze. It just never had that finishing, you know, polish applied to it.
Right.
So busted out the UCP after the compounding step, laid down some, you know, finished it out real nice, added that super nice gloss UCP leaves behind, topped it off with a little clean maker. UCP is just, you know, the chef's kiss.
Was it a single stage paint? Most of those usually get.
It had clear coat.
Yeah, that was a nice looking truck.
Yeah, it had a bunch of stages. It was candied, so it was like, you know, three primers, two reds, two clears. Yeah, it was.
Jeez.
It was nice. It was a beautiful truck.
Go check it out. That's sort of the accidental magic of UCP is that it can obviously work on clear coated cars like that.
Yeah.
But if you happen to have a single stage car come in, especially something with that dry paint, which, you know, when I first started doing all this, I didn't understand paint could be dry. You need to moisturize it, you know.
Right
now I sell the details to the ladies like that. I'm gonna exfoliate, I'm gonna moisturize.
Your skincare routine.
But it really is true. You'll watch the single stage paint, especially, just soak up that UCP and just kind of like just come to life.
Anytime I get an older car, like 20 years older, I'm busting out the UCP, like you said, rehydrating that surface. It really works. Amazing product. That's why Dave put his face on that bottle. He knows that.
It's good. His face is going on it.
Yeah, that's the first one he made, and he could have just stopped there, really. I mean, it was just
that's a big win right there.
I was gonna say a couple years ago, I was working on a mid-2000s Toyota when they were still doing single stage on some of their trucks, and it was just so chalky and it was just so satisfying. I think like polishing a single stage vehicle is way more satisfying than clear coat.
Yeah, because it is. It's way more instantly visual. Yep. Visually appealing. Yeah,
you're going to wreck whatever pads you're using, but
oh yeah, yeah,
it's a sacrifice you have to make. Yeah. Make it look.
You can use code Jamie10 for some
Jamie10 over there.
If you want
CJproducts.com, go check it out.
Go get some free ride pads.
Let me tell you, them free ride pads. I almost, I think I wore the shirt already this week, so I don't have it on. But I got the awesome unreleased Absolute shirt, Bob. Release the hounds. Put it on the website. I love this shirt. Bring one for Dewar at TRCMA.
Yeah, but speaking of Absolute, that was my favorite PNS product.
Was that your favorite?
With it being so cold up here for the last little week, we've had yo-yos of temperatures. Mm-hmm. I get some, because I have kind of a, I have a mixing valve with like warmer than warm, but not hot water in the garage. So I fill the bucket up with that, put some Absolute in there, do a wash with that. And like Absolute still just manages to blow me away. The technology of rinseless, no matter what you use, just keeps impressing me every single time.
Yep.
And it just works so darn good.
Did you put it in a cup of dirt and see how much dirt floated to the bottom?
No, I focused my time on other things in life.
Yeah, you actually did some cleaning with it.
Yeah.
It's amazing how well it cleans with it, you know.
That's right.
And you're not staring at a cup.
Yeah, that's right. So if you know, you know.
If you know,
throw in the shade early in the morning today.
That's what the cleaner cast does here on the
we have everybody excited.
Oh,
we have a Facebook user in the chat of 36,000 feet, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah,
good to see you.
Not sure who it is because they're not linking their accounts, but that's okay.
You gotta link the accounts, Tony. How can they link their accounts?
How can they link the accounts? There's a link in here somewhere, and you know, a better producer than me would have had that on.
Just links everywhere,
copied on the there's something.
Hey, shout out,
give it me later, we'll figure it out.
Yep, he's gonna be joining us on RCMA. What's he say?
Doer,
just Doer.
That's all right. Hello, Eddie.
Covering that section up
because it's live on both channels, so I'm kind of bouncing in between to
if you don't know who Eddie is, he was on Beatmaker and Coffee last episode. Heck of a podcast. Go check out the replay available on Apple, Spotify, all your favorite podcast channels, I'm sure.
Yep.
That is Keith coming in hot from 35,000 feet.
Oh, my goodness. Keith, you got a link account. DJ KD 30,000 feet up in there. Having a good time. Speaking of KD, him and Bob Phillips joined Anthony Brown Jr. last week for a heck of a coding class and barbecue event, who I'm hoping he pops in shortly and we can get him on here.
Alert. I know.
Because he was our first guest we got lined up, and he brings the energy. So I was hoping he'd jump on here, hype us all up on a Monday morning, get the people excited.
That's right. That's right.
Some PNS products.
We even got Rad Garage chiming in. Hello, Rick.
Rad Garage. Rick, what's up? Unbelievable. Off to work. Thought he'd pop in, say hi. Beautiful thing.
Very nice.
Seeing all our friends jump in. Fred Shamovich is in the chat. Glovebox. Shout out to Glovebox. One of my favorite teams out there.
Yep.
If you missed the last Glovebox, it had Cleanmaker in it.
Hot dang.
Quality Glovebox.
Tony, are there any bottles of Cleanmaker left?
I think there's a couple.
I do not know for sure. I think there might be a couple. I haven't heard that they're like officially out, but I know that they are very low.
Yep.
Look, when you make an order over there on the PS website, go ahead, add a bottle of Cleanmaker. Let's finish selling this out. We got to get this out the way, people. We got to, you know, we got to motivate Bob to, you know, bring me back out there to make a next.
Do the next one. That's right.
You got to finish selling it out.
And speaking of motivating, we have Gabe in the chat from the right company.
Gabe in the chat. TRCMA is coming up first week of April.
We got a nice Rag Company logo back
Look
there.
Look at that.
Look at
product,
that.
Product That's placement.
Logo. You
and what you're doing.
This next cleaner cast this Friday, Tony. You know who I'm going to have on?
Ooh.
Gabe.
Yep.
Oh.
Nick.
Nick too?
Glenn.
Yes. Yeah. The and Glenn.
Basically, people who actually make the show happen are coming on the our podcast for the Rag Company.
That media studio could not run without those three.
Yep.
It's an amazing dynamic trio right there.
Yep. Most definitely.
Whole ship sinks. You lose those three. They make it happen. So we're going to get them on, talk some behind the scenes action.
That's right.
And here we go. Mike saying we need some 32-ounce bottles.
I wanted to reference this.
Keep commenting.
Keep commenting, but yep. I do think those are at the top of the probably coming soon list.
Hey,
I'll say that much.
Yeah, that's what I like.
We're planning a little bit of a combo pack, if you will. That's basically one SKU. You buy that, you get the bottle, you get the label, you get the gallon of Beadmaker, and I think it's going to come with a 16-ounce of Dreammaker, which I took one for the team already, and I lazy mixed just the 16-ounce right into that gallon.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about it. It's a little high. It's a little higher than the 10-to-1 dilution, but it still works great. It still is fine.
You can play around with that dilution. I've had people tell me that 10-to-1 still, you know, had the dusting effect for them. They bumped it up to like 5-to-1, no problems. Knocked it
really
out.
Yeah. I think the actual math on the 16 in a gallon is 8-to-1 when you shake it out.
Okay.
That's a pretty good mix right there.
Yeah. I haven't had any issues with it. I've been loving it. And I even took my extra label I stole from the original CleanMaker batch, and I put it on my little dispenser of CleanMaker now. So
That's been beautiful. Fun.
That's nice. The Mazelda Gazelle mix right there.
Yeah. Speaking of mixing, we're going to be at TRCMA. We got the halftime show, like we said earlier. But on that halftime show, we're bringing a segment every day this year. We're having a little arts and crafts fun. So you never know what we're going to be mixing up live on the Rad Company's channel.
And we'll drop a little bit ahead of time. If you do tune into that event and you are making any orders over there, you can have us sign stuff for you.
Yeah, this time we're going to tell you now. Monday.
Yeah.
we can tell them now, dude. Yeah.
We did it late in the week last week. Or
we did it like on Thursday last year.
Well, you know, it's a small crew that ships stuff there. So, you know, it's, you know, they're not Amazon. It's not coming in and out in the next hour. No. So we're like, oh, they need a little bit of time to figure out, this note says sign it. So, I mean, if we were there the next week, we could have signed 1,000 things, but, hey, lessons learned. That's what you get from experience. But, certainly take advantage of that if you can.
So Monday morning, we will, Monday halftime show. Sydney Brigwin will be joining us for the first arts and crafts section. So tune in. Yep. She's always got
starting the week off hot.
That's right.
Yeah.
What we got? EC Details asking.
We got EC Details. He's wondering, fellas, he would like to know what our favorite free ride pad is with what compound.
Oh, I've been having some fun with these free rides. Let me tell you. This
I know you've been sending those videos. The orange. Yep.
The orange is so nice.
I made a little initial, you know, fun free ride orange pad video and sent it to Team PNS, you know, a couple weeks ago, and it was so funny because I sent that into our private little group chat of, you know, a little before and after on a black car, and immediately, like, it hit the chat, and then immediately within seconds Keith called me and he's like, isn't that orange pad amazing? It was awesome.
It's amazing, right?
And I'm not on the phone with Keith more than 30 seconds and Bob's calling me. And I'm like, hang on, I gotta answer the phone. Boss is calling. I answer the phone. Bob's there. He's like, isn't that more orange pad amazing? And I'm like, you guys.
It's the best orange pad of all time.
Yep.
By far.
Dang.
Well, it's so good. And speaking of, you know, what products we like using with it. I'm gonna bring them in. Let's stand by.
Here we go. Our first guest, I'm thinking maybe, the chemist of PNS.
I was gonna say I'll leave
he's
the,
I'm brewing up a little something extra special.
I'm still waiting for my free ride pads. So I will give my opinion a little bit later on.
Okay,
take it.
There we go. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Phillips. Good to
good
see
morning.
You.
Is that? Can you hear me?
Yes,
we can hear you.
Sir. Great, loud and clear.
Great. My headphones decided not to work, but that's cool. How are you?
Doing great. Well. We are happy to have you here on this Monday morning, talking to the chemist himself, the man with the plan. How's your morning going?
Great. Very nice. Very nice. It's the weather's perking up around here a little bit. We had the little storm in California this morning weekend.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah. It was pretty crazy. Let me see.
No snow in your neck of the woods. Everybody.
No snow in my neck of the woods. Just a fair amount of rain, and and I went out for like a hike in the rain this weekend. It was fun. It was great. I was standing on the top of the hill at about, I think there was maybe about a 40-mile-an-hour wind. It was great.
Oh dang!
Yeah,
that's no joke.
Dave loves a good hike. Does that get the brain going? Do you ever think of new recipes while you're out there hiking?
I do. I tend to not listen to like podcasts and stuff. So, you know, it's not always recipes, but a lot of times little work things going on, you know, solutions and problems, because I do, you know, a lot of operations as well. So a lot of times coming up with, you know, I don't know, equipment or, you know, tweaks on how to do things better. So yeah, a lot of that. It works out great. I tend to hike by myself and not do a lot of podcasts.
Yeah, recently
not do a lot of music or listening. A few podcasts.
Yeah, getting your own brain. You know, with a brain the size that one you have, you know, way bigger than ours. I mean, ours. Whipping up these good products. You know, you don't need to listen to podcast stuff. But recently, you've moved out of your lab. Right. So you've taken on some different roles of lately, but still, are you still the man behind the new recipes?
I sneak in on Mondays. So we have kind of an unusual schedule.
Can't keep him at
P&S where, you know, we work the 4-10s. Mm-hmm. And so Patrick, our new operations manager, not really all that new anymore, but he's not there on Mondays.
Okay.
And he's taken over my office. Yeah. And so I sneak back in on Mondays.
Right. Yeah. When we came out there for Monterey week, I got to meet Patrick. That was his first week there. You were training him up. So it's been, about 6 to 9 months now he's been there. So I'm sure he's doing good. And at this point, right, he's still around. So
he's doing great. But awesome. It is nice. I do feel like I'm invading his space while he's there. So it's really nice to be able to kind of get back in there and just, so Mondays have been my lab day, which is actually kind of good because, it sets a time during the week to get these sort of things done instead of just kind of like, piecemeal, right? Mm-hmm. It comes in, I get a chance to like really plan on what I'm going to do. So it's been fun.
Beautiful. Very cool. I see Hans closing. Where's the queen at? People looking for Sydney, Tony. This is the Cleaner Gas Takeover Special.
Yep.
Here she is.
Most of the team is flying off. Where are they flying off to, Tony?
Detroit, Michigan. Detroit. To Team ATG and 3D's ATG headquarters. Team.
Yeah. So, Dave, how'd you get out of this this plane ride?
He doesn't work Mondays. That's why.
I don't really know, but you know, I mean, I think we need to keep somebody in house.
Yeah.
To keep
you're the man with the plan. Well, Dave, we have a couple questions for you. TRCMA is coming up, big event. Yep. So we got to get the hype train going for P&S. Y'all always bring the heat when it comes to y'all showcase. Starts the week off right with Team P&S. Always got something, whether it's a demo, whether it's a new product, that kind of deal. So I just wanted to ask, you know, being the chemist P&S, do events like TRCMA kind of put a pressure on you to maybe come up with something new, that kind of deal? How do you feel about that?
Oh, for sure. A lot of times, you know, I mean, it takes a while, you know, to develop these things. You don't actually just pop them out real fast.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But usually it is a crunch time to get the things that you've been working on done.
Right.
Right. So you get to that point and you go, okay, well, hey, if we don't get this out now, then, you know, I mean, we're missing a great opportunity. So yeah, we squeeze, you know, we kind of like bring everything to the production point, I guess, basically, right at TRCMA, which is great. You know,
it provides you a great launching pad, right? I mean, it's the perfect place if you're going to launch something.
And the timing of the year too, because it's detail season kickoff in a lot of areas of the country. Yep. And, you know, it's just, they can get their hands on the new stuff right before, you know, middle of April and that kind of mid spring area. So it's a great time to do it.
Excellent.
Yeah. I don't know how intentional this was by the rag company folks, but it really is a good time. It's sort of separate enough from the other detailing events. And like you said, Alex, in kind of just early spring or before spring. So it's not a bad, you know, launching off time.
No, it's the perfect point.
Definitely. I get the impression that the rag company kind of has plans.
They might know a thing or two.
They're pretty good at this. This deal here. I think they figured that out for sure.
Definitely
the best time to launch stuff. But so Dave, how many are we looking at new products? Is there going to be some new launches?
There are for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely. We're a couple of things we're really excited about. So it's going to be fun.
It is going to be fun.
You know, and some of them are semi-secrets. you know, at least I don't know. It's hard for me to tell how far the information gets around.
It gets around pretty darn quick.
As long as Joey Belinsky is in the loop,
that's right.
Pretty well kept secret.
A lot of people have been trying some of these products, and we're really excited because I keep getting requests for resampling.
Oh, good. I bet. Yeah,
this is true.
Out good. So, will the new products fill a hole? Is it a revamp? Maybe give us a couple hints, Dave. How's
it look? Well, they're the ones, the main ones that I'm thinking of both fill a hole.
Nice.
And, you know, I mean,
that's from Sydney. It's secret.
She's going in anonymous mode.
I need the plane to take off so we can ask the hard hitting questions.
That's right.
I need Bob and Sydney.
Yeah, get out of here, Sydney.
Yeah, I need them gone.
Yeah.
We'll just remove Sydney from the chat. There we go.
You know, they are car products. So, I mean, there's, you know, very few really, you know, new things out there. But I think it certainly fills a hole for our line.
Okay. Yeah.
That's very great. Cool. That's hard to do, right? Y'all have so many chemicals, actually. I don't think people realize how many chemicals P&S has and how long y'all have been making chemicals for. I think Tony is waiting on a new tire dressing. What you think, Tony? You think we need another one?
Oh, you just had to hit. There's a little bit of below the belt there. I mean, it's fun when I'm running the class because that is the one thing that I complain about is, you know, or I just at least jokingly complain about, especially with the students. There's and Dave will come walking through and I just start yelling like, we have too many dressings. Let's get rid of Hawaiian Shine. And he's like, people still buy it.
People
I don't care about them.
That's yeah.
Right. Hey, it is.
Love a good Hawaiian Shine.
You know, in areas that can use things like Hawaiian Shine, there's a lot of demand for that product.
Oh, yeah.
Funny.
Very cool.
That one lives in the solvent dungeon, right? That's the high solvent one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. It's a little bit of a wild product, but it does its job.
That's epic. Well, I think we got the TRCMA hype train going for sure now. Do you got any questions for the man?
Oh, man. I don't even know. Like.
Eddie, or EC Details here, he keeps hammering away at this one. I want to give him his time. What do we think about crystal wash with a scent?
Ooh.
Yeah, I haven't tried crystal wash with a fragrance. I have been hearing about that a little bit.
Do you think it would interact in any negative way, or do you think it's possible?
I think it's possible. I'm not sure it would do what people are trying to get it to do. I get, you know, I mean, crystal wash is an acidic product. And when you get a small amount of mist, which you want to avoid, by the way, I mean, it's not a good idea. But if you do get a small amount of a mist going, you know, in your face, it really kind of gives that kind of little choking feel. And I don't think a fragrance is going to fix that.
Well, sure.
Right.
The other thing is, you know, in some cases, you know, you don't want really people to like be picking things up and giving them a big sniff. So
you don't want to give them a reason to go smelling your acid. But,
You have some hazards, you know, it's kind of nice to keep people, you know, give people, it's called good warning properties, right? That it's like, hey, you know, maybe you shouldn't be doing this with this product. So we'll take a look at it. But I'm not sure it will work, and I'm not necessarily sure it's a great idea. I mean,
this is also from Sydney again.
I love the idea.
Yeah,
I'm guessing Sydney might not be a fan of the watermelon scent. I don't know. She says the watermelon's going to choke you out too.
It hits you pretty hard if you get a good whiff of it. You know, it's a stout little product. Mm-hmm. Dave, did you ever see Crystal Wash coming back into notoriety like it has recently?
No, but you know, the thing is that was funny about it was that it always hung on without us even paying any attention to it. So, you know, ordinarily, if a product's not doing a job that fits a need, it's just going to fade away, you know, to the point where we don't carry it anymore. And Crystal Wash was one of those products that just stayed, you know, even though we weren't marketing and we weren't pushing it. It had some unique properties, so that was kind of neat. I mean, I look at some of those things as success stories. You know, I look at kind of simple things that, you know, you can do some testing, you can try all these things out, But if it's one of those things where it just kind of naturally occurs, it's kind of organic, something like this, it just doesn't go away. Other products that I use, you know, that I just keep, you know, when I want something, I just pull it off the shelf. You know, I think everybody does that. And you go like, oh, well, and you didn't necessarily give it a thought, but it's just the one you know you want. Mm-hmm. I think those organic little moments show real promise for products.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Dave, I don't know if you heard earlier, but my favorite product of the last week was UCP 1987. It's such a good product. Got your face on the bottle. You know, that makes it twice as good. So just a fan.
We have a question that sort of goes along with that here.
Oh, yeah. What
we got here? We got a gentleman, Mr. Brent, asking, what PNS product would I use in place of, say, a 3D Speed?
Yep, this is it.
Yep.
Dave, tell him a little bit about UCP 1987.
Yeah, well, it's kind of an unusual product in that the way we used to formulate products was to finish clean. You know, now you know, the idea was people didn't, you know, you would put it on a car, you would polish it, and then it would finish clean, and then you would know you were done. Right. And then you had to do very little wipe off, which was really important before the advent of high quality microfiber towels. Mm-hmm. Because if you had to take a product like we have now, where you let them work and work and work and work and work, and then you wipe them off basically wet, right?
Yep.
You would scratch the car in the process of wiping it off. So one makes of the things sense. You wanted to do with a product like UCP is you'd want it to either finish clean or finish dry so that you barely had to wipe it. Because if you wiped it too hard, you'd scratch the surface again.
Yep. So you negate all your hard work.
Kind of a unique user experience. It does not clean. It does not do as much like surface work, you know, not polishing as something like 3D Speed does. Mm-hmm. But it does a really good finish polish. Removes, you know, minor scratches and micro scratches pretty well. So it's a nice, and it is a one step, you know, product, right? It's got carnauba wax and polymers in it. So it's you're basically done after you've used it.
Mm-hmm.
If you want.
I bust out the UCP with older vehicles. I say vehicle 20 years or older. I bust out the UCP. It just rehydrates that surface and it'll do more work than you think it will. It'll surprise you sometimes with the right pad. So it's just a fantastic product, Dave. Great work on that one for sure.
I guess I do have a bit of a question for Dave.
All right.
Seen a few people. Now, being in Canada, I am a big fan of Absolute. Is there any plans for P&S to use the Rags to Riches bottle for Absolute for easier dispensing?
Ooh.
It's a cool idea. I do think we, you know, kind of bounced it through our head once or twice.
Right.
I don't know.
Because
I would like to make the product a little thinner, I think.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot would be left in that little cup.
Yeah. Because I remember I've used like the Pro Blend bottle proportioner that you squeeze it and then it'll fill it up to the little level. Yep. And Absolute was just a little bit too thick. So I was just able to use the cap as I normally would. But I know I've had a couple people kind of mention that. But yeah, I think a little bit thinner, maybe even only like 20% thinner would probably work.
Yeah, that's the biggest complaint is it's, you know, chunky like a monkey, Dave. Is there a possibility that you can thin it out a little bit along, as technology continues to advance?
But keep it awesome.
Yeah, you got to stay awesome. Got to stay absolutely awesome. Yeah.
I know. I was just thinking, you know, because I know you guys talk about, at the early parts of the show, what do you use this week? And I've used Rags to Riches. I've used Absolute. Yep. I've used Defender. I wipe and shine. I had a busy week. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would. The challenge has been for Absolute is we've been trying to thin it out without changing anything. So by just changing manufacturing techniques, keeping all the same ingredients, because we really don't want to mess with it. You know, I've worked with a lot of other rinseless washes, and I keep coming back to Absolute going like, well, this stuff is kind of special. So I definitely don't want to mess with that. And if you're not talking about the dispensing part, and you're just swirling it in nicely into the water, it does go in fairly well. Yep. It'd be nice to have a little bit of that fixed.
And you got to rock the bottle. Don't be shaking it.
Yeah.
Don't go That's crazy right. shaking yeah. it.
Yeah, treat it right. Treat yeah. you nice and right. Dave, I got to ask you the hard question. You know, we had a recent controversy a couple weeks ago with this cup test. Did you see the cup test? What are your thoughts on it?
Ooh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't.
He did not. Dave stays out of it, you know. Dave's hands are clean.
He's too busy hiking. He doesn't have time for cup tests.
Yeah. Well, our results in the test was absolute, has more cleaning properties to it.
Yep.
The water emulsifies a little bit more.
I'm Basically, sorry I didn't, and I will go back and look.
Go back, check it out. Look, Eddie did the test. He had a microfiber test. It was cleaning the microfibers better.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, you know, pulls dirt to the bottom. You know, that's the magic trick of it.
Yeah, that was what sort of started the drama, Dave, is a certain company actually released a video where they had cups of their rinseless wash product and what was very obviously Absolute, even though they tried to hide it. And they poured dirt in each one, and the other rinseless product seemed to force the dirt to the bottom of the cup mm-hmm. more or faster. And left the water at the top maybe a little bit more clear looking than the Absolute did. And then so sort of the YouTube powers that be, especially Eddie and the boys here from the Cleaner Cast, looked at that and said, that's hardly a fair test when you're not actually cleaning anything with it. And they weren't diluting either product properly, you know, as per the label's instructions. So, So Eddie's video is entertaining in that regard, because he not only dilutes everything properly, but he actually uses the products to clean something and then uses the microfiber towel back in the cups, the same kind of style test.
Yep.
It's an interesting breakdown.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. We'll send you some links, Dave. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it, definitely in the future.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, I won't delve into it here because
we'll send you some homework.
I'm very curious. I'm sorry that controversy didn't get to me.
It's better if it doesn't.
All the people at PNS are traveling so much, mm-hmm. you know, it's kind of hard for everybody
to
communicate a little bit. So I would, that sounds significant enough for me to want to take a look mm-hmm. at.
Well, Dave, I know you're hard at work over there. So we're going to let you get off the podcast here, but we're looking mm-hmm. forward to the next new products at TRCMA. I know it's going to be as awesome as ever. You know, you always bring it, like I said. And, you know, you make some of the most controversial products in history of the auto detailing space. Beadmaker video pops up every week. Somebody will say it's the best ever. Someone will say, you know, it's down there with the worst products ever. So it's crazy world out there. People, mm-hmm. your products are so polarizing, always a fun time. So I can't wait to see what you have next.
So I think it's funny, you know, I feel like, you know, I hear people, you know, they say, don't look at your reviews, all that sort of stuff. Right. I know actors and stuff like that. Oh, don't do it. You know, but I feel like, you know, if you're not, if you don't have trolls, you're not doing anything. So
that's right.
You
make the industry talk every time you release a product. So mm-hmm. you keep doing your thing. We love it. And we'll see you around, Dave. We appreciate you coming on here.
You guys.
Thanks for stopping by, Dave.
Yes, thanks, sir. Dave. Appreciate it.
Eddie throwing up the donut light, the fat signal.
Yeah, that was
as he calls it.
That was certainly a fun test. And I mean, with me, I use the Ultra Black sponge. I don't need to see the dirt on the media, but I'm never scratching the car. There's dirt at the bottom of the buck when I'm done, so I call that a win.
Yep, there you go.
Yep,
that was a fun time. Always a fun time talking to Dave. So knowledgeable.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Always.
Oh, yeah. It's hard to know what question to ask him because, like, how much time do you have?
Yeah. How deep are we?
Well, we had a bunch. We had a few for him, but you know, I also knew his time was short this morning, so I didn't want
to. We don't want to keep him too long. He's busy, man.
Save your Dave specific questions, which we might even be able to tackle a couple of them, which I saw here. Definitely, if it's a super Dave specific question, save those for when we have him on next as a guest. But I did want to acknowledge this one real quick. Rick was asking about paint gloss on carpets.
Oh,
is anybody else as big of a fan of this as I am? And I know Sydney.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Paint gloss on carpets. Fantastic. Nice anti-static mm-hmm. properties it has as it's supposed to be.
And it just needs a couple of mists. So just a couple sprays, you know, let it do its thing.
And it just breaks
that anti-static properties. Just, that surface tension or whatever it is.
Yeah. Don't saturate the carpet with paint gloss. You don't want, you know, all the stuff paint gloss
I remember around there, but. Because I think it was Sydney a couple of weeks ago had mentioned somebody was worried about if they don't have a wet dry vac, how do they mm-hmm. do it? But that's when you don't saturate it. Like literally, you know, if you're in like the back hatch of an SUV or something that's all carpet, literally two or three sprays and it just give it a second, and then that's all you need to do.
Yeah, perfect.
And it's not enough to mess with your vacuum or anything.
Yeah,
no, enough moisture.
And it's a good scent, so teaming up with that on there too.
For Buff Bright's Fur Eel, perfect. Yep. Team up with that, lubricates the surface a little bit, keeps it nice and smooth, won't wear it out, and it's just the perfect teammate for that product. Mm-hmm. Check it out if you ain't checked it out. Express?
It looks a little different.
We have had some label redesigns. Yeah.
No way. I haven't noticed that at all. Beautiful. I'm going to have to check that out. So Joey Blinsky said, did I see that Express got a new label, or did I see that in a dream? He's been dreaming a lot lately. So
he does a lot of dreaming. He's not exactly Fort Knox over there. So,
did Joey just leak the new label? Is that what happened?
That's probably what happened. Yeah,
he bamboozled us into it.
That's right.
That he made us leak it via him.
That was probably gonna be a TRCMA announcement, and Joey just, you know, Express new label. It's there.
And kind of on the train of Express, I did see a question from Details and Me.
Comparing the two,
the difference between cockpit interior and Express.
I'm looking for that one too. Yes. Cockpit, using them both side by side, I just feel like cockpit's a little bit more juiced up, if you will, a little more cleaning power in it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, because it's in the off-road line, Dave built, you know, UV inhibitors and anti-rusting agents and all kinds of stuff pretty much into every product in the line. I'm not exactly sure if cockpit has those or not, but yeah, it's kind of like your next step up from Express if you've got something that's a little gnarly dirty side.
Love cockpit.
Because I found cockpit foams a little bit more. You're just using it straight.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Express can foam a little bit if you're using it like one-to-one or straight, but cockpit's just next level foam. So if you're into foam on interiors, definitely cockpit. I mean, they both work well. The scents are great in both. So you can't go wrong either way.
Superados. Yep. I mean, man, I love doing an interior with cockpit. Leaves a scent of that eucalyptus mint tea, I think it's called. And man, it does a great job. Even on fabrics, it'll clean a stain if it's not set in. Just up real, real nice.
Yep.
Fantastic product.
Yep.
What else we got, Tony?
We got EC Details asking, what's the perfect dilution for dynamic? This is hot off the heels of him maybe not being such a big fan.
Yeah, I don't think he's liking dynamic. I think he's looking for that perfect dilution. Concentrated tire dressing. So, Tony, what's your favorite ways to use the dynamic?
I use it per the label instructions, Eddie. I know you're not a big instruction reader.
Don't read them.
But I use it 4-to-1. So what I did was I had him send me one, but it's essentially stealing. But the lovely Ian over at P&S sent me an empty 5-gallon container.
Right.
And I took my 1 gallon of dynamic, poured that in there, and I did 4 gallons of distilled water on top. It was Walmart distilled water. Don't hate me. Yeah. Don't at me.
He got the RTU version. Eddie, that's not for you. That's for the good people out there. You got to get the concentrated version.
Well, so RTU, I think, is 4-to-1.
Oh, is it? Is that 4-to-1?
So it's the same as like what I personally run it at. Mm-hmm. But I do know people, like Rennie included, that run it hotter. They run it at like a 3-to-1.
Yeah, I like it 3-to-1. I like it a little stouter for sure. 2-to-1, 3-to-1.
So,
like Sydney says, 3-to-1.
Look at this gentleman here bringing in the heat. Ready to use. There.
Ready to use.
So,
I actually tried the RTU first as well, and I was like, it's all right. And then bought the concentrate, and I was like, oh, much better. So,
do you guys use it at a higher dilution than a 3-to-1?
I think I've tried 1-to-1. 1-to-1's pretty epic.
we have a 1-to-1 bottle in the training center, and it's pretty gnarly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah, 1-to-1's pretty fun. Yeah. He said, "Wipe and Shine," though, the goat. I'd agree. Wipe and Shine's pretty epic.
We all do love Wipe and Shine.
Oh yeah.
Well, and the magic of Wipe and Shine too. It's a more gel-like material, and so you can put it on a wet tire, which is amazing. So if you're just doing a maintenance detail and you don't have time to wait for the tires to dry forever, Wipe and Shine is your go-to. But I actually, I might be alone in this, but I snuck a sprayer on the bottle just to sort of help break up some of that gel and make it a little easier to apply. Like I was the applicator I was using at the time, it would, you know, the gel would sort of run off the applicator before I could get it on the tire fast enough. But the sprayer would just sort of break it up enough that it made it a little easier for me. And that's when Wipe and Shine for me personally really woke up.
Nice. You know, I'm going to have to put a sprayer on it and test that out for sure.
Yep.
Yeah. I just kind of liked it like that. Mm-hmm. You know, as far as how long as they last, that's, you know, that's the problem with me is I don't, I don't see the cars back soon enough to know.
I did just test, you know, Dynamics, more water-based. So, you know, shorter term, probably a week, and Wipe and Shine though, up to a month for sure. Easy peasy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's recently tested that in a durability test on my channel.
Nice.
And it, you know, $10 bottle hung with these $30 bottles of, you know, dressing. So,
Yep.
Pretty epic.
We got sort of a tough question here. What PNS product do you use to clean and protect a vinyl top? Now, I have used Carpet Bomber to clean really dirty, nasty vinyl.
Going back
tops.
To cockpit, those are two good choices.
Yep.
I was going to say kind of with the vinyl top is you know, depending on kind of the vinyl material, I don't know, not so much the fabric, but I've seen guys use really, really high foaming stuff. And you keep rinsing and rinsing and rinsing.
Right.
And you keep reactivating. So
yeah,
I think this is one of those start with least aggressive and then kind of work your way up.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
We do have, you know, the Inspiration fabric coating, which I know was on the list to be reformulated. I don't remember if it's, I haven't paid enough attention to see if that's been done yet. And Dave's already gone, but so that's, I have coated vinyl tops that were new with that and it had it work well. Although that's sort of one of those products where once it's gotten wet a few times, that's when it actually breaks down and you kind of need to be reapplying it every so often. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely an option. And then, you know, to plug, not to necessarily totally plug someone else's products, but that's what Ragtop does.
Yeah.
Right. Right. The Ragtop brand. Right.
Yep.
They are the vinyl and fabric, whatever convertible top company.
Because I know they work great with the OEMs too. You know, they, you know, with Mercedes, BMWs, Audi, you know, I think Jeep as well. So
I just realized you said vinyl and not fabric. I was thinking fabric this whole time.
Me too.
Well, we'll treat both. Let's just do that.
Yeah. Well, vinyl, you can just throw any dressing on. You know, your vinyls, you could do Wipe and Shine. I mean, it'd be a little hard, but probably natural finish would probably work great. I've put full send on vinyl tops without any issues. So
just
applying it evenly is all.
Yeah, I'll just use.
I just had like a flashback of the first time I smelled full send. Oh man, what a time!
What a time to be alive.
Full send smells so darn good.
Yeah. So there you go. Here's Umberto coming in. Full send is the one you use after cockpit and has the UV protection. Ooh. There you go.
Umberto's on it.
Umberto's on it. He's all about the off-road line over there in Puerto Rico, you know?
That's right.
Do you guys have a PNS product that you use on engine bays?
Engine bays. That's usually probably when I bust out Dynamic to address it. But cleaning, Brake Buster.
Brake Buster
has the anti-rust dealios, has enough cleaning power.
Yeah, if you have enough plastic on your engine bay, you can go light. But if you have a lot of exposed, then Brake Buster works super, super good.
Yeah,
and I mean, if it's a fairly new engine, don't be afraid to foam it. You know, let the foam work, agitate it with some brushes, give it a rinse. And don't overthink it.
Yep. Soak it down with the water-based dressing.
Yep,
good to go.
Right. Shut the hood, let the engine heat up, bake it on.
Bake it in there.
Walk away.
Yep.
You're talking about a good time.
Start the car before you deliver it, because then you can deal with any issues beforehand, and then it's not that awkward silence of, hey, your car won't start now. So sorry.
Yeah, don't do it on the older cars.
Yeah, that's right.
No. Really old ones. Let's see. We got probably a few more questions I missed. I've been zooming all around trying to keep it topical here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jeff, he mentions that he uses Absolute on carpets too. It works kind of similar to paint gloss.
Nice.
In a pinch, you know, sometimes I've just grabbed whatever bottle was closest to me.
Because
I'll get halfway through a vacuum session and I realize I wasn't using paint gloss at all. And Absolute was right there. And it definitely works, at least to have the little bit of like the glide for just the vacuum tool and for reel or whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're going to use a fur reel, you got to use a little spray of something. Absolute paint gloss, glass cleaner. You got to have something there.
Definitely.
I like this comment from Ethan.
Oh goodness.
We're calling back to the cup mm-hmm. test we mentioned earlier, but yeah, it was right. an interesting video to say the least.
Yeah.
Good point, Ethan.
Very much so.
There's Rick Smith agreeing with me.
Yep.
Says not EC known isn't known for reading directions. He only relies on smells.
That's but right.
If you are keen on smells, there's a lot of chemicals you don't want to go like full face into. Like I've developed a method of like kind of bringing it into yourself with the cap open because I've regretted smelling something straight on.
And then you got to remember your middle school chemistry lab. You got to waft. Right. You know, we're not supposed to straight to the dome with the chemicals.
That's right.
Yep.
Shine Your Light was talking about dynamic here.
Dynamic.
He likes to run it hot. Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
I think my next batch I might mix up a little hotter and just see. Just
go one to that. One. Go a little crazy with it.
Go one happens. To one. That's
nuts. Oh, geez.
We got Spencer asking, is there a new product coming out? I mean, you're just going to have to.
First. Mm-hmm. April 1st is the day.
Yep.
TRCMA. The biggest rag company event of the year, Dewar.
The Rag Company YouTube channel it's on. PNS is going from 10 to 11 Mountain Time.
Hey, yo.
And they have a full hour. And that, full I don't hour. Know if that's going to be enough time. They may
jam pack.
And maybe if there is a new product, you know, check into the halftime show. We may or may not have it. But that's only if something comes out. I have no idea if anything's coming.
Hey, Dave said, I think Dave made it pretty clear something is coming. So
he's
always cooking it up.
And Super Auto's not lying. You got to keep the iron removers away from me.
Please.
I was trying some Bluetooth sprayers last year that had some iron remover in the straw, and Jamie almost left the chat. So.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Dewar tried to sabotage the halftime show last year. Yeah. Like every single day, he sprayed every iron remover
that
TRC had.
Yeah.
Every one of them.
Yeah. So I got the floor cleaner out. I cleaned it up. But it was
he cleaned
problem.
It up. So. Yeah. No big deal. Yeah.
Ooh, Sydney's got a good question in the chat that just came in.
Oh,
that's a good way near the end of the show. Have a question for you all. If you send a new detailer one single PNS product, what would you choose?
What would you
choose? Oh, Tony's gone.
Chat. He said, I ain't answering.
Nope. Tony's like, new people, I'm out. I'm out.
Yep.
Jamie, what do you honestly, I would probably do Absolute, mix up a few different dilutions in different bottles, like maybe have three or four bottles, and then give it to them because it's light enough that they're not going to do any damage with anything.
Yeah.
And then once they get that hit, you know, and then like, hey, I need to get more, then they would kind of dig in, you know, a little bit. So, you know, if you're washing your car, you know, you can use it at 256 to 1. If you're using a drying aid, you can do 64 to 1. Mm-hmm. If you're using it around the house, you can do 64 to 1, 128 to 1, not a big deal. And I mean, that mixed with some great towels, I think, is a great combo to really get their feet wet.
Yeah, new detailer. You know, Absolute can be a little bit hard to understand, but I like that you mix up the dilutions.
Yeah,
for
I
them.
Do it
bring
for
out
them.
The dilutions. So. Yep. Explain. Yeah. You're gonna use this one here, but yeah, you could literally bring them Absolute, and they can clean the whole car.
Do
the
windows, definitely.
Wash it, wheels and tires.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great one to choose. If I had to choose a different one than Absolute, I see Ethan say got to be Express. That's a really good one.
I was thinking that one too, but
get your interior all cleaned up. That's a good place to start. Real safe for everybody. No one's gonna be coughing. You know, one of Eddie's daughters learned that recently. Strat Express. He was like, "Oh, you don't have to cough when doing interiors. That's a new thing." So, but Kimberly MC nailed it.
Ooh,
it's gotta
man.
Be
oh,
some
man.
Limited edition clean maker,
Or
maybe even one. You know, a handcraft and bottle it myself.
I think the new detailer, that's just to have it on their shelf so they can display it. You know,
that's
they
right.
don't even have to use it. Don't use it. Make your own. Buy Beadmaker, buy Dreammaker, do it yourself.
Yep.
Don't use that nice bottle.
And if you want to get you one of the few limited edition bottles left on the shelves, there's not many left, people. Let's go ahead, get it off the shelves. Mm-hmm. Promo Jamie10. Save you some change at psdetailproducts.com
and
get you that limited edition bottle. Tony's back, everybody.
The interrupting shades are back.
I was wondering when he was going to come back. I'm like,
he dodged the whole question.
Like, new detailer was just like a trigger word, and he's like, I'm out.
He's out.
Yeah.
Out.
So
can't deal with those new detailers. No, I'm just kidding. I just had to bring in the interrupting shades because we have some questions from our moments of internet uncertainty.
Yes. Good segment. I like this segment.
So we have a question from sent in from Detailed AF here. That says, what would you say is slicker, Beadmaker or Defender?
Oh, Wow.
What do you think, boys?
One product known for its legendary slickness. Defender. It's a tough one. I think Defender, newer technology, I think it edges it out.
You know,
it's pretty amazing.
Just a touch. Not by a lot.
Not by a lot.
Not a lot. But they're both, well, and I would say they're both super crazy slick, obviously, but it's just different. It's a different slickness. And it doesn't really make sense till you try them.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Different gloss, different slickness.
Definitely. That's
a fun thing. And then we've got another question here that says, good morning, Sydney. What dressing do you like using for floor mats? And I think this is my favorite. You know, this is probably my go-to one P&S product that I might give somebody for this purpose alone.
Yeah.
Ooh, and that's Natural Finish.
Natural Finish.
There we go.
It's a beautiful product.
There we
go. That is a good dressing. Works great on mats. Mm-hmm. Leaves it nice, nice finish. If you really want to bring back that darkness, that new look, Natural Finish, if they're really faded. You know, it's an underrated one, though, is old Swift. Swift grade on mats.
And I think it's good to play that, lay that on, and let it bake in the sun for a little bit. Really get that stuff in there.
Yeah, with Natural Finish.
You don't want slick mats, that's for sure.
Yeah, it does help avoid it being slick, and you can always kind of buff it down if you need to.
That's right.
But yeah, Jamie's Swift on the mats is a fun one too, because I will do that, and then I will sometimes even get lazy and just leave it wet on there for a little while, let it soak, and then I'll use my like the blow dryer, and I will blow dry the mat with the Swift and everything on it, and just sort of makes it perfect. Just walk away.
And what you said one time, it does a great job. If there's any dirt in the nooks and crannies, it lifts it up. I don't know the magic of Swift, but it definitely pulls out even more dirt that's getting ground in the mat. It does a great job.
Yeah, and you can just let it sit, and you don't even really have to scrub at it. You know, again, if they're filthy, you're gonna have to scrub on them and really clean them. But if they're just that maintenance detail dirty, it's only been a month. Mm-hmm. I've gotten away with some terrible things with just Swift and a little time and just drying it off.
Nice.
Yep.
And it looks like you did a lot more than you actually did.
Yeah, boy, my Swift on mat videos are so controversial. That's probably the most controversial comments in the comment section when I clean the mat with Swift.
Yeah.
So he's out again, everybody. He's gone. He's like, I'm out for the controversy.
He can't take the sunglasses off while on camera. He's gotta be.
Yeah, that was someone else. That was all right. It wasn't even me.
All the uncertainty internet moments are done, I guess.
That's it. All right. Well, boys, we're already at an hour. It's crazy. We've been talking everything. We've been talking TRCMA. We talked to Dave. We got a bunch of good questions, a bunch I probably missed. Sorry to whoever I missed your questions on.
Different kind of episode today.
That's okay.
A little different.
Yep.
Cleaner Cast takeover. But I will do one more good look for any kind of last minute questions we might have missed that were good ones. But why don't you guys one more time plug, where can everybody find Jamie the Cleaner, Alex Dewar, and what is this whole Cleaner Cast nonsense? Why is there a pink episode?
You don't know, now you know. The pink episode, that was a big episode we did a couple weeks ago, raised a little money for cancer charity, had Eddie Colon on. His family's stricken with cancer last year. So we got this pink episode deal. That was episode 2. And we're going to make it a yearly tradition.
That's fine.
But the Cleaner Cast, we're live every Friday on my YouTube channel. I'm Jamie the Cleaner, 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. And with the Canadian cohort over here, Mr. Alex Dewar. Yeah, he has his own YouTube channel as well. Where can they find you, Dewar?
Yep. So the YouTube channel, BuckyVW, or Instagram at BuckyVW as well.
That's right. He has all kind of absolute videos. Mm-hmm. He's got some Swift going on. He's got it going on these days.
That's right.
That's where you can find us. And at TRCMA, the biggest rack company event of the year, first week of April, we'll be the halftime show there, keeping the show going, that kind of deal. We'll have arts and crafts. Sydney will be on Monday, and we're looking forward to TRCMA. It's gonna be so fun.
Definitely.
It'll be epic.
Definitely looking forward to it. First week of April 1st to 4th,
be ready.
There we go.
Look at there, Dewar's channel. Look, he's been on it too, mate, pumping out content. He's a full-blown YouTuber.
Look at all these lovely videos going on here.
Yep.
We've got some PNS, Coach Kimmy, IK sprayers.
Yeah, once the spring hits and I can go outside and not have to think twice about the weather, it's going to be just fine.
Dewar loves PNS so much, he does Express and then Swift. He calls it the Express Swift combo. So he uses them back to back. That's right. Go check it out.
I mean, Swift is not a bad dressing if you want just something light. I mean,
some people have told me they just use it as the dressing. So it makes total sense.
Yep.
Appreciate you,
Cosad.
That's all we got for this one, boys.
That's all we got, boys. Thank you so much for taking over with me here today. Obviously, Sydney's on an airplane. Bob, Keith, everybody are, you know, they're 30,000 feet in the air having a having the trip of a lifetime.
Yeah.
Right. Hopefully they all took off okay. And we've been seeing Sydney talk, and she didn't say she's stuck in Boise. So I'm guessing that she's on her way.
She must have took off. The appreciate her allowing us to come on here and host. And when it's PNS, me and Dewar's down, you know.
That's right. That's
right.
There
you go. Ready
to go talk all the good products, that kind of deal. So anytime.
Well, thank you again so much, you guys. Thank you to everyone who watched and popped in your questions today. Apologies again if we didn't get to all of them. But hey, tune in a couple of weeks when it's going to be another Monday. And I'm stalling while I pull up my calendar. Monday the 18th. Sydney and I should be back, and we'll bring in a guest as always. And yeah, we'll be post a couple trainings, post Sydney's trip this week, you know, post a lot of things. So we'll have some stories to tell, I'm sure. Awesome. Sydney's in the air. She's just
excellent.
Nice.
Excellent.
In the air. All right. Well, thanks everybody. We'll see you guys next time on the next
Appreciate
Be Making
it.
Coffee.
Yep. Bye.
Take care.